So, good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. The state of Florida knew that its Republican Senator Mel Martinez was going to resign after his term ended, but then came this announcement last week.
My priorities have always been my faith, my family, and my country. And at this stage in my life, and after nearly 12 years of public service in Florida and in Washington, it is time to return to Florida and my family.
He announced his resignation immediately, and that leaves at least a year left on his term. Joshua Johnson, a reporter and anchor with WLRN Miami Herald News, joins us now. Good morning, Joshua.
Good morning, John. Good to talk to you again.
So, yeah, it's always great to talk to you. I mean, this was a big shocker. Was there any reason given for this immediate resignation?
Actually, it wasn't really much of a shock. I mean, we knew that he wasn't going to run for re-election, and there have been a number of people who said that Mel Martinez, although avowedly conservative, was not really one who fit into kind of the bare-knuckle boxing ways of Washington politics. So it wasn't really a shock to a lot of people and hasn't made a lot of waves over the weekend. As far as the reasons, though, he says he wants to spend more time with his family, wants to get back to the private
sector.
Don't
we all? Don't
you know,
exactly.
Don't we all, yeah. But, you know, it just seems like Washington politics just didn't really suit him in terms of being on the floor of the U.S. Senate in the middle of the MMA match that is, you know, federal politics.
Now, let's talk for just a second, though, about the possibility that the whole Sotomayor issue of the GOP,
right,
pretty much with a couple of exceptions, seven exceptions, I believe, decided to vote against her, that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back for Mel Martinez. What do you think?
Maybe. I mean, Mel Martinez had been a voice of moderation as it related to issues that are very key for Hispanics. I mean, he broke away a little bit with immigration reform legislation. He voted in favor of Sonia Sotomayor and tried to get his colleagues in the Senate to not be quite so bullish about smacking her around over the Wise Latina comments and so on. So now, I don't know if that's what drove him out. I mean, he is still conservative. He voted against cash for clunkers, let's say. That was his very last vote in the Senate. But what that's done now is it's created a GOP in the Senate that is all white and that has no facial street cred, no facial recognition when it comes to dealing with Hispanics. I mean, there's only one Hispanic in the Senate left, which is Bob Menendez from New Jersey. But now, when election time comes around and they have to deal with this fast growing voting bloc of Hispanics, I think it may be a little bit harder for them to look at the Hispanic community with a straight face and say, hey, we're working for you.
Well, that's the sort of Senate issue, but I'm wondering what the Florida issue is. Is it possible Martinez pulled out because with the GOP in the state that it's in right now needs a little more lead time to possibly compete for this Senate seat because it will be contested in the next go-around?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, there are two Republicans right now who are leading in the race, Governor Charlie Crist and former Florida House Speaker Marco Rubio, have pretty good name recognition. Marco Rubio is, you know, a Cuban-American lawmaker from South Florida, very conservative. Charlie Crist obviously has tons of name recognition, mostly well-liked throughout the state, and has already said he's not going to drop himself in the Senate seat to fill out the term. So I don't know if Florida is quite blue enough to give the red state voters in the state concern, but Florida is always a swing state. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are some in the Florida GOP who are wondering what they're going to do between now and next November.
Well, Al Cardenas, a former chair of the Republican Party of Florida, joining us now, a good friend of Senator Mel Martinez on the line from Miami. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to speak with you this morning.
So can you hear the Democratic political operatives sort of licking their chops at the sudden opportunity in Florida, or is this a lock for the GOP?
Well, now it's all about the 2010 race, and you folks were talking about the primary process in the Democrat Party and Republican Party. It looks at this point like the current governor running for the U.S. Senate, Charlie Crist, has a fairly insurmountable lead in terms of the fundraising, the polling numbers, his popularity over the Democrats and even over his Republican opponent. Obviously, you mentioned Florida's a swing state. Charlie can't take anything for granted, but I don't foresee Mel's early departure as having an impact on the 2010 U.S. Senate race, which seems to be in pretty good shape for Republicans, although nothing's taken for granted.
But let me just ask you, Al Cardenas, I mean, did Mel Martinez pull a fast one here and create an opportunity for the Democrats, or is he actually trying to do the GOP a favor by giving a greater lead time?
Well, I don't believe the governor's going to appoint himself as Mel's replacement, so there's really no advantage politically to his departure. The answer to your question lies in who will replace him. If Mel's replaced by someone who has statewide name recognition in Florida, who's someone whom voters have trusted in the past, such as former Senator Connie Mack or Attorney General Jim Smith or former Speaker Alan Bence, there's a perhaps former Congressman Clay Shaw. There's a group of five or six former office holders who are well known and respected in the state who can step up and do the job. And if those are the kind of folks that the governor intends to appoint, well, I think we should be all right.
Well, we'll find out. Al Cardenas, former chair of the Republican Party of Florida, thanks for joining us. Josh Johnson from WLRN, Miami Herald News. Quickly, any Democratic challenger here?
Yeah, Kendrick Meek is a congressman from South Florida, pretty well known, particularly in the African-American community. He's trying to get on the ballot by petition. So he's kind of crisscrossing the state, getting signatures, getting his name out. So he's kind of the Democratic front runner right now. And I do agree with what Al just said. It's going to make a difference who the governor puts in the chair in the interim, because that will speak volumes to what the GOP strategy is for winning next November.
Well, it could mean that 2010 is a pretty interesting signal race about what's going on.
It's always interesting. What are you talking about?
It's interesting. That's right. Josh Johnson, reporter and anchor with WLRN Miami Herald News.